14 to 9, it's 3PA's Big Show, Eskimo Joe, Black Fingernails, Red Wine, and I got a hold of Alex Chelios. How you going, Alex?
I'm well, how are you?
Not bad at all. Do you know when that song came out, I went out and bought Black Fingernail polish? Because I love the song so much and I wanted to feel a part of it. I don't drink red wine, though, so I was only like halfway there. It's very sad, isn't it? Okay, let's talk about some of your really cool topics. How can snorting chicken antibodies help with COVID?
So this is research that's recently come out. It's actually quite interesting. And basically what it is it's a protective nasal spray using antibodies taken from the egg yolks of chickens. And they've seen that there's an opportunity for the antibodies to cause an immune response and actually protect humans if, for example, they wanted to go into a hospital or a high-risk area. So basically it lines their nasal cavity with protective antibodies. So this could be a 2021 product that we could use to sort of keep things under control while still having some sort of normalised interaction with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still just doing clinical trials.
So you said it came from egg yolk. Can't we just eat the egg and that'd be it?
It doesn't work that way. It extracts the antibodies and then you have to snort them.
Just don't snort raw egg, okay? Yeah, we're not Rocky. We're not running up any stairs to fight anyone. We're not down in those raw eggs, that's for
You're
sure.
Steve-o.
That's it. Now, there's a town over in Japan that has robot wolves. Why is that?
It's kind of like an extreme version of scarecrows in a field.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a monster wolf robot. It's furry. It has, like, creepy red eyes and sharp teeth.
Yeah.
And it screams. It has up to 60 different screams. Now, they've installed it to actually, for this incident, keep bears away.
Mm.
But they actually had already used this in Japan 2 years ago for a farm where they'd installed the wolf robots to stop animals from eating crops.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
It could be a good home alarm.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but then I suppose it's only howling, so you would actually need it to run after people and go chomp, chomp, chomp.
The idea behind it is that it's the sound horrifies.
It makes people run away, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Last but not least, scientists have created something super cool. What is it?
It's a stretchable fibre optic sensor in a glove. And basically what it is if you're using a virtual reality tool as a way of having some sort of immersive experience with augmented reality, this is the touch component of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the glove on and it allows you to touch whatever you're viewing through the virtual reality goggles. So this could be a really nice add-on for people who perhaps want to experience nature, for example, using augmented reality and be able to touch the trees or the sand or the ocean. This glove gives you that experience.
Would it also be used in games?
It could be used in games as well, absolutely. And it can also be used commercially for shopping. So just say you want to go to a store using your virtual reality goggles and sit in your living room, you can then actually touch the fabric of the clothing or product.
Really? It's kind of hard to visualise, but you'd have to try it to really see.
It looks like, if you look at it, it looks like a Terminator hand over your hand. And it's using a very basic and inexpensive technology. It's essentially just Bluetooth for wireless data transmission, a lithium ion battery for power and some LEDs.
Okay, that's interesting. See, I wouldn't want to use it if I'm anywhere near food because I'd want to, like, grab the food and eat the food. And it's, well, good for a diet.
No, but it could be, I was going to say, it could be good for your diet because you think you're eating the cake, but you're not actually consuming anything, but it gives you the full experience of it.
It's just not the same, though.
But I have to be honest, too. I'm sure that this is going to be a huge thing for dating apps.
Okay, especially with the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting, but it won't be available for a few years?
Well, it could be available in the next, 12 months if the trials that are done can be mass-produced.
Oh, okay, that's quite interesting. Well, Alex, thanks for the chat today from The Big Smoke. How can people find out what you're up to?
Just go to thebigsmoke.com.au.
Well, you have an awesome week. Hopefully PT will be back to chat to you next week, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks so much.